Could you do like a ska version on the guitar? Ski, 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 ski.
Oh, wow. I've never tried that. I've never tried to play ska at all.
Just upstrokes.
Ups.
Right? That'll work.
I can give you upstrokes all day long. let's see. Oh, I need my phone at some point during this proceeding. Guitar. Have not touched it in days. It's cold out
here. Let's go. Don't worry about tuning. Don't worry about it. Let's just bite your bottom lip and do.
I've never tried to play ska. Maybe you have to play it.
I can't do it. When the people, I think, isn't it on three?
When the people let you know don't like you, man. And
forget it. And.
And your treasured friendships.
And. Tune into this podcast. Where you hyped up the show, friends.
That sucks.
That was terrible. That was bad. I'm sorry, people. Should we do a real one or just?
I re.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships in.
Yeah, that's much less racist.
Into this podcast where you aren't official friends. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Josh. Josh Fligger in the house, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Andy Chanley. Larry Morgan. Told me that he
bailed on a possible Limburger episode. Yeah, so you know what? We're gonna can the Limburger. I feel like that's like the Beatles have the White Album. We're gonna have the Limburger episode.
And they will be equal in the eyes of the world.
Exactly.
Now, will the Limburger keep and? If it doesn't, how will you know?
I didn't even get it because I've been waiting because I don't want it around my house. For God forsake, like something happened, it get punctured or something.
like it's an evil spirit.
Well, it's like wrapped in like three layers of like it's like foil and something else.
Have you located something?
Yes,
where is it?
It's in Ralph's. Well, you know how like Ralph's has some, not all Ralph's are equal. And then there's the Ralph's that have the really good like cheese sections where they actually have a cheese dude that stands there. It's one of those.
Okay.
And I was perusing the cheese and I've always kind of been side-eyeing the cheese section looking for Limburger. And sure enough, it was like a couple weeks ago, I saw it and I grabbed it and was holding it and I'm just like, it was a moment. It was like a crossroads in my life. I'm looking at this Limburger. I'm like, do I buy this now and hold on to it until we use it?
Well, what's the freshness date on it? What's it say? How long does it keep if you don't?
Okay, first of all, there was a lot of things going through my mind. I was so excited that I finally found Limburger that I didn't know what to do.
Now refresh my memory. Have you had it before?
No.
Your father had.
No, it was that. It was always the old timers at the Elks Bar that always talked about it and how
they talked about it or they had it.
No, they'd always talk about how some drunk would come in and he'd bring a big thing like Limburger and everybody'd lop a piece off and they'd put it on rye with a slice of onion and they would eat a sandwich. And I was like, I want to try that and I don't know where to get Limburger.
All right.
So we're gonna wait until we at least have three people, I think, and then we'll do.
I think we should.
And then we'll do our Led Zeppelin 4.
I was just showing Josh a second ago, walking out to the office here, picture of the remains of breakfast. I make pancakes or waffles just about every week, every weekend.
Do you make them from scratch or do you use a mix?
Oh, no.
Do you use like the buckwheat pancakes? No. Or?
Well, the pancakes, they will include a little bit of rolled oats and a little bit of what's that horse shit my wife makes me put in it?
Quinoa?
The meal.
That yeast stuff?
Flax.
Oh, yeah. Now, that sounds good.
So a little bit of that mixed in, you know, so
it gives it like texture, right?
It does. And it's kind of a nutty kind of thing.
That sounds delicious.
But, you know, it's flour, a little bit of a pinch of salt, a pinch of sugar, and baking powder, key ingredient. And that's just about it. You know, a couple of eggs and milk.
The usual suspects.
And
dash of vanilla.
A little vanilla.
I was going to
say.
And just
a
cinnamon.
Hint of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Hint of cinnamon.
Yeah.
I make my own whipped cream from scratch.
Do you do the peak thing? Do you make it peak?
Oh, no, no, well, you can.
That's how you tell it's done.
Right. Sure. Well, I make it in... if you try to whisk that shit, it'll take you forever.
Got to use a mixer.
So I use the mixer. Yeah. I use the KitchenAid, and I'll just get one of the little pint of heavy whipping cream. You pour that in there, throw in a tablespoon of sugar and a dash of vanilla, and turn that thing on at 8. And in 7 minutes, it's perfect.
I know. I had to make one time I made something. I can't remember what the dessert was, but it had me make whipped cream for, I think it was like a pie, and that was the topping of it. And I was amazed. I was like, why am I buying this crap? This is the easiest thing I've ever made in my life, and it tastes absolutely delicious. It's homemade whipped cream. Yeah. I've never made it before.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And I got Laura last Christmas. She'd always kind of mentioned that she wanted a whipped cream dispenser. And I got one. The
CO2 thing?
Well, it's nitrogen. Yeah. And nitrous oxide. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I
saw one of those balloons blow up in someone's face before. Did you ever see those things?
You know what I'm talking about? I totally know what you mean. I've never seen them blow up in anyone's face.
Well, after he had done it. All right, we're going to stop talking about drugs.
But anyway, here's the remains. I'll take the pancakes that I make, and usually I do silver dollar pancakes.
Yeah.
Because I can fit 12 of them on my griddle, on my stove.
For kids, too, they can...
Yeah.
You don't have to make them a whole pancake and eat a quarter of it.
And it's an instant Mickey. Yeah. I put one in the center and 2 years and you're done.
Are you getting good enough where you can do paintings and stuff yet?
No. You know what you need to do that? A couple of things. You need a squeeze bottle, which I've got, but you also need the I couldn't do it with my usual recipe.
Oh, it has to be.
Because it's so chunky that, you can't get a rolled out through a squeeze bottle. Right. So you've got that when they do that stuff, it's I'm sure they work really hard to make sure that the batter is really homogenous and
right,
yeah.
Right.
But anyway, I take the leftover waffles and pancakes and I freeze them, and then through the week in the morning, even if we're in a hurry, I'm like, "What do you want for breakfast?" And the kids say pancakes.
Jeez.
I throw on the oven at 375.
See,
3 minutes each side.
I would never
perfect.
Even thought about doing it in the oven. I would have been straight to the toaster.
Oh no, they're perfect.
Yeah,
they're really well. And you put a silver dollar pancake in a toaster and try to get it out with a knife. You're not going to school that day. Don't have to worry about that. But anyway, I just took this. I threw it on the counter and it ended up in this configuration. It's three quarters of a waffle. So imagine a waffle with a circular waffle with one quarter cut out.
One wedge missing.
Facing. Three silver dollar pancakes. My God, that's Pac-Man.
It looks exactly like Pac-Man.
It's Pancake Man.
Yeah.
Oh, you were saying.
Which is funny because Owen, one of the things he loves. Have you ever had fried bologna?
Are you kidding me?
I hope you have.
I'm from Indiana.
Okay,
man.
I don't know. That's like.
Absolutely.
All these California people would be like, just look at me like I'm a pig fried bologna.
Here's the way to know if somebody's full of bullshit.
What?
About fried bologna. What is the most important thing you have to do when you're frying bologna?
Is cut a slice into it.
You have to notch the edges.
Yes, you notch it, exactly.
Because otherwise...
To the middle of the bologna.
Yeah, or at least notch four,
I just do one. I do... Well, anyway...
My mom used to notch it, three or four times around there, because otherwise it will curl up into a ball.
Yeah, it gets all weird. What happens? It turns into when pepperoni cooks and it curls up and all the grease stays in it. Well, what I do is I'll eat two pieces. I just leave two pieces together and then take one knife and slide it right down the side, so it just cuts uniformly to all of them at the same time. But when you cook them up, so you put a little oil in a pan, and when you cook them up, they shrink. The meat tenses up and shrinks, and what they do is they become Pac-Mans. And Owen asks for Pac-Mans now. But that's one of his kind of easy go-to dinners when, you get home late from somewhere, and you're just like, I don't have time to make you anything special. So
they actually turn into Nitrate Man.
Cindy put a handful of popcorn on his plate the other day and called it a vegetable. we were really busy. I'm like, because usually we'll steam some. He likes broccoli, so we'll steam broccoli for him. Or he's been really into carrots too lately, but he hates cauliflower. And come walking out, and she's got dinner made, and there's a fucking mound of popcorn on his plate. And I'm like, what the hell is that? She's like, I don't have time to make a vegetable. It's late. I'm like, it counts, technically.
It's a grain.
Yeah. What? No, it's corn.
But it's a grain, isn't it?
No, it's corn.
Not when it's popped. Not when it's dried and popped.
It doesn't transform into a grain just by the cooking process.
Is I guess like sweet corn? Yeah, like raw sweet steamed corn.
Corn is corn.
But isn't corn a grain?
No. If anything, is it a fruit? Seriously? Is corn a fruit?
I don't know.
Are the kernels seeds and? And if the seeds are on the outside of the thing, then it's a fruit, like strawberries.
Maize, also known as corn, is a cereal grain first domesticated by indigenous peoples in southern Mexico.
My mind is blown.
Our people called it maize. The leafy stalk of the plant produces pollen inflorescences and separate ovuliferous inflorescences called ears that yield kernels or seeds, which are fruits.
Yes! Corn is a fruit grain.
So it's a cereal grain.
Well, what is it? A fruit or a grain?
That yields fruits? I don't fucking get it.
It's a vegetable. Fuck it. Seriously. You know
what? I don't get it. Maybe. So grain that yields
fruit. That can make sense, right?
I guess because...
Because seeds are grains, aren't they? What's a peanut?
If you grind... Is
a peanut a seed?
A peanut is a legume.
Yes, but if I throw it in the ground, it's a seed, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
So is an avocado.
I don't know. Let's get off the topic before people discover how stupid we really are.
Hey, how was your Valentine's Day?
It was great.
Do you like Valentine's Day?
No.
Yeah, it's shit.
Yeah, it's invented and it's horseshit, but the kids love
it. Yeah, that's insane.
And, you know, Silas is 8, Viv's 4, and it was really sweet because the night before, they were working on Valentine's for me, and they each did theirs. And Silas is such a good kid. He's such a good boy. He helped Viv... write, you know, from Viv to Daddy on her envelope and ran out of time before bedtime to do his own. Like, he did hers first.
Oh, right.
It's just like,
that's awesome.
What a minch.
Big brother mode kicking in.
He's awesome. And anyway, they both, you know, they gave me cards. You know, she can't write for shit, so I don't know what it said.
Mine said, I love you, Dabby. I'm like, oh, I got mommy right, but Dabby. That was Dabby.
You are a little Dabby. Little Dabby treats.
Do you have a underwear drawer or a sock drawer or something that you keep this stuff?
Keep what stuff?
Like all the cool little things that the kids give you that you want to show them when they're like 20. I keep not everything, but like just like the cards, the special little things that he made for me or something like that. At one point in time, he would bring me a rock every day.
Aww.
And I put that in a little jar that I have on top of my dresser.
So threw it back out in the driveway.
Yeah. But yeah, I have a little drawer just to keep a little stuff.
You're a softie of a Dabby.
Someone who's like 20, I'm like, look how shitty you spell when you were 6 year old.
Aww. That's sweet. You know what we'll do sometimes, though? Laura set up email addresses for each of them.
Yeah.
And at different events,
we will send
them emails. So we can take pictures of things like that and just send them to them, hoping that they survive.
That's a great idea. Years.
But we, you know, it's like, hey, today you turn, you know, 8 and... you said this to me and that, and you know, just talk about how much they've grown and that kind of stuff.
I saw an idea on Pinterest.
Was it Pinteresting?
It was. Well, this was years ago because I can't remember the last time I was on Pinterest. But it was a great idea, and it was something I keep meaning to do, and now I'm just never going to do it. But it was some lady took. She went and got like a vase or something, and every time her kid left something in his pocket when she washed did the wash, she would just throw it in this jar, this big like bucket or something, save him.
That's cool.
So when he turned like 18, she took all that crap and dumped it into a clear lamp.
And then
built like a lamp for him, and it just was filled with like sticks of gum and like little transformers and just concert tickets, just stuff like that.
Stones and rocks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Little marijuana pipe.
You know, somebody came up with the idea of just taking, when, you know, kids bring home art.
Yeah.
They'll bring home art after, you know, piece of art after piece of art, you know, scribble after scribble.
You gotta sneak that shit out.
And you gotta figure out something. When they bring it home, somebody said, take a picture of each one.
Yeah.
You take a picture of each one and put it, so that way you can have every piece of art they ever did and then throw that shit in the trash.
Yeah, we got shit. I was just still up from like Thanksgiving, and I'm like, wait until he looks the other way, and I snag it off the refrigerator and walk it out to the garbage can. Right. And I know one day he's going to catch me. He, fortunately, he's not tall enough now to look inside the garbage cans, so I can throw all his shit away. But I made the mistake of throwing something in the waste can in the kitchen one time, and then he went over to throw like a candy wrapper away, and he's like, Daddy, what the heck? Why'd you throw away my Super Mario drawing? I'm like, oh, I don't know how that got in there. Oh, let's put that back up on the fridge.
You lie on top of it? Son of a bitch. But the kids, you know, have to take in, did we talk about this last week?
What?
They have to take in, Valentine's. I think we did mention it last week.
Was I here last week? Yeah. It was Sam. Yeah. I don't think we talked about this.
We have to take Valentine's in, right?
Right.
And the rule is that all the Valentine's for your class, he's in second grade, they all have to be the same. Mm-hmm. They can be whatever you want. They have to be homemade and they have to be the same. So, we're quasi-homemade. We went to Michael's and got these little boxes, these little wooden boxes, right? Mm-hmm. With a little heart hole in the front and a little drawer pull that you pull out. And we get them, and then we're going to paint them. I'm like, son of a bitch. It's a box inside a box. The box inside doesn't have a top, but the rest of it, and then the box that it slides into doesn't have a front, right? So it can slide in.
Right.
But that's 20 sides that you have to paint. On each one.
For each kid.
And there's 13 of them. Ugh. And so that became a chore.
It's just, then, you know what you do is just get a bucket of paint and dip them in.
No. Here's the complicating factor. They fit so closely, the tolerance was,
of the paint.
That the paint, not only the thickness of the paint, but the paint swelled the wood a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, half of them didn't fit in there, and I'm out there with a piece of sandpaper trying to get everything to fit.
One year, I forgot when he did this. Me and Sydney's, because to mock Valentine's Day and how much we disliked it, we just decided, instead of actually buying anything for each other, that if we were going to do Valentine's Day, we had to make each other a card and the gift, right?
Right.
So
nice.
I made her, she's one of those people that when she goes to any restaurant or any like fast food place or something, mm-hmm. like insists on getting 10 of each sauce packs, whether she likes it or not. So it's just like, we have a sauce drawer that's like all El Pollo Loco and just all these sauce packets. And that drives me nuts because I'm like, nobody ever uses them. The one time you use them, you're like, oh, let's go use the sauce packets. We use 3, and then we just add 70 in the next 2 weeks.
Right.
So, and I decided I was going to make her a sauce carrying case. And this is when I was at the Sound. So I went up to the, remember there was that file cabinet that had all the stuff you needed, like pencils. And
like
a utility.
Business supply.
Office supplies. Well, I found a plastic staple box, and I dumped out all the staples, and I took the plastic staple box, and then I went to Sandy and Joanne, and they had, for some reason, they had pink and red construction paper, and I sat in a whole afternoon at my desk and cut out hearts and glued it and made her a fancy sauce. What did I call it? It was like a sauce. I'll call it a sauce box.
Well, now I know our ratings were never any better than they were.
I spent like 4 hours. David walked past. I'd hurry up, just like cover it up with something, just sit there and start typing on the computer. Yep, busy here.
That's great.
Yep.
And did she love it?
She absolutely loved it. And then I made her a card that, like, when you open it up, I put, like, springy things on the back of a heart, so the heart popped out like that.
Right.
So, yeah. We did that 1 year, and we laughed at each other. I don't know where that stuff is. Actually, I think the sauce box is still in a drawer somewhere. Sauce box.
Sauce box. Oh, put that in a sauce box. A lock sauce box. That's what Al Gore wanted to put Social Security in.
So
a sauce box.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Okay, so Valentine's Day, that's a candy holiday, right? There's four. Is there four candy holidays? Do we want to name them?
Sure.
There's
Halloween,
Easter,
Christmas,
and
Valentine's.
Is there any other ones?
I
can't think of any. What's the best candy holiday and what's the worst?
Best candy holiday is Halloween.
Yeah, you're right. That's a hands down winner.
Second is Easter.
Okay, this isn't as hard as I thought it was.
Third is Valentine's Day.
So what's the worst candy for each holiday?
Oh, well, you know the answer to this.
I know the answer. I've already thought about it. Yep.
The answer to every one of them.
I
want to
see if you can get them.
The answer, the worst
let's
answer
start with, let's
every
start,
one
the worst
of them
candy
for
you for every...
is circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts. That's just general. That's Monday through Friday worst candy ever. This is a candy holidays. What's the worst candy for each holiday?
Okay.
And I'm going to see if you can name, because there are right answers.
Oh, okay.
Right and wrong answers.
For Halloween.
Yeah, we'll start from the best, the holiday to the worst.
So for Halloween, it's the Slowpoke.
No.
That's a Dennis friend.
Is that the tail thing?
That's the hard
caramel
quasi chocolate.
That's not even top 10.
Really?
Yeah, candy corn. Candy corn is the worst.
I like some candy corn every now and then.
Especially those stupid candy pumpkins.
Especially the organic candy corn that's made with like cane syrup. It's much better. It tastes much less like plastic.
It's sugar wax.
It's better. I'm gonna get some and you can try it. It's almost buttery. It's good.
I'm disappointed in you so far. So okay.
You like Slowpokes? Those
I don't like them, but here's the difference. There's a difference between acceptability and the candy corn is not acceptable. They look like
if
teeth.
I come to your house and I'm trick or treating and you put a Slowpoke in my or an Abba Zaba in my bag, I'll throw it at your face and say fuck you.
Oh, what happens when they give you a handful of candy corn? They look like old people teeth. Here you
Nobody
go.
Nobody puts a handful of candy corn. Do they?
I'll
tell you what somebody put in my kid's bag this year.
What?
A Belvita breakfast biscuit. That's right. You asshole. Why don't you just put a votive candle in there? Yeah. That's just ridiculous.
This can of Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. El Pollo Loco sauce packet.
I'd take that.
If you ever run out of candy, you can just go to the sauce drawer.
Sauce box.
Sauce box.
What's... Okay, second holiday
by the way,
Easter.
Sauce box.
What? Okay. Second,
okay. So for Easter, the worst candy.
This is you should get this.
Well, it's Peeps.
Yes.
Peeps are the worst. However,
nailed it.
However, the giant Easter eggs that are covered in an eighth inch of paraffin.
What's paraffin?
The plastic, like wax.
I don't know what you're talking.
It's wax.
About.
You don't know those giant jelly beans? They're like egg shaped.
Oh yeah. they're like gigantic lima beans.
Yeah.
Yes,
they're 2 inches, 2.5 inches long.
But they're thin, right?
Well, no, they're flat on the bottom.
Yes, exactly.
But they're different, you know, jelly bean colors. And you bite into them and they have just the jelly bean sugar inside. But there's like an eighth inch of that shell all around.
Here's the deal with those. I think you're right. Those suck. They're terrible. But they're not as popular as the Peeps are just there. They're everywhere. And they suck. And I don't know why they're still around.
They're the worst.
But they're still every year it's like, here comes the Peeps, and everybody's like, ew, those things are shit. And then they go away, and the next year it's like, here comes the Peeps, and everybody's like, ew, those are shit. It's a repeating process. Why, people?
People.
Three.
You get it? People? That's
all right.
You know who likes those?
Who?
People.
Three is Valentine's Day.
Hey, can I tell you a joke? That if I told you this joke already, I don't know if I have or not. Tell me, I want to see if this makes you laugh at all.
All right.
It's the worst pun in the world, but
I'm gonna tell you right
my
now.
My father-in-law doesn't get it, and he is like the pun shepherd.
Okay.
You know, he gathers them unto himself.
He earns the pun.
And one of my friends says, you know, a pun is the lowest form of humor whatsoever. he hates them.
You know what?
He wants to flay his skin off.
Here's
the
deal: is I hate most of them, but if you get a good one, there's nothing better. Right. You know what I mean? But it's hard finding that diamond in the rough.
I feel like I said this before, but here it is. You ready? There was a spider.
Okay.
And a spider who was confused about his heritage. He didn't know whether he should be a land spider or a sea spider. And so he was so confused that he decided to take one of those DNA tests, you know, those 23andMe things. So he gets it in the mail, and he spits a lot of times in the little tube, and he mails it off, and it comes back to him. And it turns out he's an itsy bit sea spider.
I get it. I get it.
He's an itsy bit sea spider.
It's there.
He's an itsy, you he's said an itsy it. Bit sea spider.
I would have to say about that joke is that you said it. that's how I feel about that one.
Itsy bit sea spider. Huh?
Valentine's Day. Now you know what's the worst Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, what's the worst?
This is another easy one.
Candy. It's the hearts.
Yes.
But also, I eat them every year.
I don't.
I do.
You know what those things are good for? Those things
indigestion.
No, you know what you should use them for? What? Seriously, is slingshot or ammo. That would be perfect to just put in a slingshot, a gun at somebody. Because they're probably pretty painful, but they probably shatter, and there's like no evidence. And you'd be like, it's just candy. Don't worry about it. good projectiles.
Those are pretty bad. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I find you know what I really do like, though?
What?
Chocolate-covered cherries.
I do like chocolate-covered cherries.
And they have those Queen Anne ones that you can always find at CVS or whatever. There's two versions. There's the milk chocolate one, mm-hmm. which Laura prefers. I like the dark chocolate one. The dark chocolate one with the
You know what I think is better than chocolate-covered chocolate-covered cherries are delicious, but you got like you only eat like two or three, and then you're like, this is too rich.
You like the ones that have booze in them?
Oh yeah, who doesn't?
Is that what you're gonna say?
No, but those are delicious. How do you feel about chocolate covered raisins?
Yeah, they're all right. Raisinets?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about yogurt covered raisins?
I think they're very similar, but they're just as good.
They're all right.
Did I ever tell you my story about what happened to me with chocolate covered raisins in a movie theater?
No.
One time we were at the Grove. I think I've probably told this story. Well, me and my wife were at the Grove, and we went to see a movie. And it was like a Saturday at like 6 o'clock or something, right? So we see the movie. We're in the movie. I get popcorn and I get a big thing of Raisinets. And I just destroy these Raisinets like 15 minutes. I've told this story.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't want to tell that.
They're on your ass?
Well, what happened? One had fallen down into my crotch at the beginning of the movie. And I just sat there and grinded, like two of them. I just sat there and grinded on it for like 2 hours. And then got out and walked into the Grove at 8 o'clock on a Friday night where it's just jam-packed. And it just looks like I took a dump in my pants. My wife's pointing and laughing.
That's nice. It really helped other people.
Date night. Good date night. Josh crapped his pants on date night. Woo!
Oh, that's great. Do you want to know what I got Laura for her Valentine's?
Absolutely.
Well, I got her some flowers.
Okay.
And you got to realize, you know, there's a stretch here of Christmas, Vivian's birthday and Laura's birthday, and she stretches it out over a month or two with this weekend so and so's going to take me to brunch. Oh, this weekend my other friends. So it goes on.
It's a season. It's a
season.
Yeah. It's not even.
She has a birthday quarter. So then we get to Valentine's Day.
Save up for the birthday quarter.
We get to Valentine's Day and my pockets are turned inside out, and you know it's like let's not go crazy with this. So maybe we'll have a little date or something like that, but. We don't go crazy for Valentine's Day. So I made her a card, made her one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and got her some flowers. But the real gift was I made use of the shed.
What did you
put? I cleaned out the laundry room. Took all of the shit that was stacked up. Because you've been in there, right?
I've been in there, yeah.
Let's pause for a moment. I'm going to take you in there, and we're going to get audio of you first experiencing the laundry room and then experiencing the shed. Are you game?
Yes, let's do it. I'm in.
Hold, please.
Before we start, I just want to mention that Andy spent like 5 minutes looking for his keys. He's got a official janitor set of keys.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Pretty bitchin'. Oh, there might be somebody in here. But
have a look. We're about to go into the laundry room.
All right.
I want you to see. You remember how everything on the left was all stacked up to the ceiling? Here we go.
Oh, hi. Dude, he brought me in to show me your Valentine's Day laundry room.
See,
look at this.
Laura's in here doing laundry right now. How much easier it is to do laundry? Tell everybody.
It's a lot easier. I still have that feeling of dread, like just out of habit when I open the door, because like it used to open this much and I have to squeeze through with the laundry, and then every time I open it, I'm like, oh.
When you come in, do you just like put your arms out the side, twirl, spin around, and be like, look at all these activities I can do.
I was telling Josh, this was my big Valentine's gift to you this year.
I didn't realize that. I didn't get it together.
So you really hit it out of the park, didn't
you? You thought you just got stiff,
huh? I had the Costco flowers in that card you made on the computer late at night
the night
before. Now I
get it.
Now,
man. See? Sure. The romance isn't dead. Yeah. I've got some candy corn and some Easter eggs for you.
Well, it looks good. Now you got to clean your pool area.
Yeah, shut up. All right, now let's go over to the
shed.
To the shed, and have a look at how deep the shed is. You know how wide it is on each side here, so you can compare when you go in for how much it's full, how much it's filled up. But it's
been a while since we talked about the shed.
Yeah, well,
get that in.
There you go, a tight seal at the bottom. Oops, something has fallen here. But go ahead, you can step on that. That's just an inflatable.
This is pretty impressive. Are you going to lock me in? Oh, look at that.
He's looking at the wall. That is... The wall of that, stacked shit. Yeah.
We don't need to fund any more walls. We got one in here. I'm declaring an emergency.
Pretty impressive, though,
yeah? This is nice. Good job.
Thanks, man. I'm proud.
How does it feel to actually, like, get the fruits of your labor, just to see them in effect right now?
It's nice.
Is it?
It's nice. I feel like a homemaker.
Did you like just kick back and crack a beer and just stare at the mound of crap that you put in there and you're like, yeah, that's what I'm here to do.
I put some Absorbine Junior on my on my hip after I did that.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
All right, we're back. That was fun.
Yeah.
We stumbled in upon a guest and everything.
Yeah, my ungrateful wife.
Oh, that was the gift.
Oh, boy. Everybody's a critic.
Yep. You know what my wife got me?
What?
She got me a 2 Reese's Peanut Butter Cup hearts.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was my gift.
That's nice.
And that's all I wanted, and I'm a happy man. And I wanted her undying love and affection, which I got too, so yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I'll ask her tonight.
Plate full of popcorn?
She makes me a plate full of popcorn. Boy, baby, you make the best popcorn in the land. She's going to kill me that I brought this up. She is going to kill me. Everybody out there thinks I'm the worst mother ever.
We just learned it's a fruit.
Thanks for the grains.
Yeah, grain keep fruit. Fruit grain.
Hey.
It's a Groot.
Did we get a...
We have some face bag, don't we?
I got something, but...
I have some messages to share.
All right, well, then I need to read this before...
Please, by all means.
Okay, and I just got this morning from Jeremy Williams. The title is Magic Castle Question.
Ah.
It says, hey, Josh, to answer the question that was left hanging on the last episode, the way that the Magic Castle is larger on the inside than the outside... The building was initially constructed as a house, the Lane Mansion, and when it eventually was converted into what we know today as the Magic Castle, they extended the interior into an adjacent parking structure that had been built. So when you drive up, the exterior you see is basically the old mansion, but the inside goes much deeper than that into the old parking structure. So basically what he's saying is it's just got a huge basement. Right?
Right. So it's that you just can't see it, and it's not that it's a Gordian knot.
And but what did he say? It was like one of two places on Earth that the outside was smaller than the inside. Something. I find that hilarious. Like Fort Knox is probably bigger on the inside than the outside. Right?
Hogwarts Castle.
A TARDIS. All right, so Jerry Williams. Anyway, he says. I'm not gonna read that. And let me know if you need any more. He just said he loves the show and everything.
Nice.
Good guy, like a guy. He was the guy that got us Magic Castle passes, which I love. Owen had a great time, and I thank you again for sending them to me, Jeremy.
Nice. Let's see. Yeah, we've got two messages here. I thought we would go ahead. Is it just two? I guess so. Yeah. All right. Here we go. I should turn it on.
Hello, Chris from Indiana. I figured out why the Magic Castle is bigger on the inside than the outside, because it's magic. What's wrong with you guys? Thanks for the good show. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Chris.
It's a garage. It's built into the garage. So therefore, see how, because the inside is
now
bigger.
My shed, with all that shit
if
in it.
If you build a tunnel.
It feels like it's smaller on the outside.
If you build a tunnel into your shed, you have more space in the inside of your house.
It's true.
Think about it.
Yeah.
All right, next caller.
Get assessed for it, too.
We're just drilling today's episode.
We really are. This is classic. This is
just some quality entertainment for people.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey guys, this is Dave, still continuing to love your show. I had a question actually for Joshua because he had posted something about his dad's Chex Mix or whatever and if he came up with a name. I wonder if you guys decided on one. I had sent one in. It was called the Immaculate Confection.
That was the
anyway,
one.
Great podcast. It was great to hear Sam again. And as I was listening to it, I accidentally hit the speed on my iPad as I was playing back the podcast, and I just started cracking up laughing because it sounds like, at half speed, it sounds like you guys are having a case of beer episode. So what I got is I got it queued up a little bit here. Hope I don't get in trouble for rebroadcasting, but check this out. It just cracks me up. Here we go.
Crap, how to put it in Chicago, how to put it in Philadelphia, and reverted to that, and Breeze just having a little bit more experience.
Yeah, Breeze is
right.
I'm sorry, guys. That is hilarious. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Great. That production. We're hiring him as a producer.
That's a new feature on the show.
It sounds like we are sloshed.
Dave, I want you to call back every week with a selection.
A highlight.
Highlight.
Of the previous episode.
Sam just sounds like... And you have to realize how... small a bit of beer. He had like a teaspoon. He goes, I'll taste him, but I got stuff to do. You know, I can't have. Yeah. He like, I don't know if he swallowed more than a teaspoon of each of those beers. And
he's got a little bit of Harry Carey going. Now batting Sammy Sousa.
It's over.
He could not.
Holy cow!
I had a guy that worked at Three River Stadium, and he was. He would sell. He was one of the beer vendors.
Uh-huh.
One of my friends, and one time, one of his jobs was to he had to make sure Harry Carey got his beer.
Right.
And he said they had to bring him a pitcher like every other inning, like a glass pitcher of beer every just for Harry Carey, a glass pitcher of beer every other inning, and then like. After the eighth, it was just like cans. So he's like, he just drank.
So in moderation after the eighth.
And you know, and Harry Carey, you know the greatest thing Harry Carey ever did? Because you remember Harry Carey was the announcer for the Cardinals before he was announcer for the Cubs.
Oh, okay.
And they fired him. And he had
drinking on the job?
I don't know. But they fired him. And he had a press conference, right? To like say goodbye. I don't know what I was saying. And he walked up to the mic and he went, "Drink Schlitz," and left. So we made.
The Cardinals, were they owned by the Bush family?
No, I don't know. I think
Anheuser-Busch.
I have no idea. No, Yeah,
St.
maybe.
St. Louis is where the brewery was.
Yeah, he just walked up and just said, drink Schlitz.
That's awesome.
But yeah.
Have we ever talked before about the beers your dad drank?
My dad really wasn't much of a beer drinker.
Oh, okay.
He did drink beer, but it was just whatever was at the party. You know what I mean?
My dad would get the 24, the cases of the tall necks, the long necks.
Yeah.
And
the returnable ones where they have like the folding
box. Big brown thing that you could stand on when it was
cold. Yeah, like you actually, like the box was reused like 15 times.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, exactly.
100 times.
It was like a solid cardboard.
You could, when it was full of bottles, you could stand on it and use it as a step stool.
Yeah, exactly.
He would get Schlitz. He would get...
Can I guess?
Sure.
What about Genesee Cream Ale?
No.
You know what? I can't guess because back then a lot of beer was kind of regional.
Regional, so, yeah. It was. Black Label.
the red can?
No, it was a long neck.
But the label was red with a black.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when that was like 525 a six pack.
There would be Budweiser every now and then.
Headache beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh.
Many, many times. I'm trying to think of others that I remember seeing. There was Schlitz from time to time.
I don't remember. My old man would buy. You know what? He bought Iron City beer.
Iron City.
Yeah,
the local Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and that was the beer that we'd just keep around. He never really like would mow the grass and come in and chug a beer. He would. It was more like guests are in. Hey, you want a beer? And
right.
You go grab beer. But I always remember going to like. Did you have like big family get-togethers?
We had a reunion every year.
Yeah, just stuff. We do that. And plus, they like 4th of July. My grandparents had a pretty family.
Every day was a big family get-together when you have seven children.
That's true. But they would always get kegs. They'd have kegs.
I never did that.
And my granddad would always be like, Josh, come here. And he'd be like, go get me a beer. And he'd give me the cup. And I'd run up and just fill it up. And it would just be nothing but foam.
I didn't see a keg outside of... a wedding or a place of business until I got to college.
What kind of businesses you go to?
like a restaurant, a bar, right? Yeah.
Like a bank. Keg sitting in a bank.
Feed and Seed, tax shop. I don't remember seeing that until
you didn't go to any keg parties when you were a kid?
Not in high school stuff.
Oh, those were the best.
Maybe one or two.
Because what would happen, it was like this, you'd go out in the woods, right, and somehow somebody get a keg, and because you had to put a deposit on the keg, that'd be like $20. Imagine, it's a bunch of like teenagers where like $5 is your allowance for the week, so everybody's pitching to get a $60 keg. Well, then you got to put like a $30 deposit on the tap, because nobody bought taps.
Sure.
And so you had to rent the tap too. So when the police would come and the party would just turn to mayhem and everybody just be running in different directions, there'd always be somebody by the keg to immediately dismantle the tap.
Take the tap
and then run because they're like, we're gonna leave the keg. The keg's gone. We can't carry that. It's too heavy. But the tap is like $35 that we can get back. So
right.
I always remember that. Like somebody was designated as the tap man.
Being a sophomore at Purdue and over the summer. Getting arrested in the Morgan Monroe Forest for
underage.
Yeah, for having too much, having liquor out there.
How old were you?
I would have been 19, maybe 20.
Now, what was the penalty for that?
Well, they came in and from a couple of different angles. They came in and they it was me and the girl I was dating and her friend and guy she brought there. And so they came in and they said, "Let's see what you got." And they opened up our coolers and they.
You guys didn't run,
huh?
You didn't run?
No, we had our car there and shit. Where are you gonna go?
What are you doing? You're not doing it right. Why? Why would you pin yourself down?
We went camping.
Okay. It was a small group.
It was just the four of us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so it wasn't like a raging party.
No. But we just thought we'd keep it down low and
if they do catch you, they're just like, all right, just be quiet.
That's what we thought. Right. But they came around and they said, "Let's see what you got." And they open up our coolers and they see, you know, we got a handle of vodka and that's a couple of beers and that was really it. That's all we needed. And they're like, wow, you guys would have drank all this, you would have been sick. And they would, like, take it, and I don't think they even poured it out. I think they took it.
Yeah.
And drank it themselves. And we all got tickets. They, you know, wrote out citations and ended up having to go down and spend 8 hours of community service cleaning out a fucking creek bed in Bloomington, Indiana, or wherever, Bedford, Indiana.
Let me tell you something right now. You missed out on a very, I don't want to say important, but a very, there's not, to this day, I don't think there's any point in my life where I've had this moment. Because you got to picture the circumstances. When you're having these parties, there's, you know, 30 kids, some out in the middle of the woods.
Sure.
And it's nighttime.
Right.
And most likely there's no fire because they don't want to bring attention, right? They don't want to put a beacon up and be like, here's where we are, officers.
Right.
So we're all out in the middle of the woods in the summer in a pitch black woods, and all of a sudden somebody screams cops. Now, I've never been in this. This is the only time I've been in this situation, and it was like every single time where sheer panic hits you, and you just take off like a horse that got smacked on the ass. Like, you have no idea where you're running. You're just like, yeah, you could be running towards the cops. You don't even know, and you're running through the woods. Okay,
right.
I've been hit in every comic book type of way. I've ran off of like cliffs, like ran through the woods because it's pitch black, and you're like basically putting your hands up in front of your face because branches are smacking everything, and I just like fallen down a gigantic hill and rolled down into a stream. I've been clotheslined by shit. I've been fall over, stumbled, like laid. I've like laid in underneath trees while police walk past with flashlights. Like that is. And it's the only time in my life that I've had to actually do something. It was like the same way every time. You just ran. It was like walking up to a horse and smacking it in the ass. So, it just took off and ran.
So did you escape capture?
Most of the time? Yeah, I did get caught once. Yeah. And I lost my license for like 90 days or something like that. Yeah, it was a good time.
That's awesome.
It was fun talking to my parents that day.
Yeah.
Just explaining what I was doing. Explain how stupid I was, but yeah, running through it's just so, and it's weird because you're scared to death. You don't know where you're at. You don't know how you're gonna get home,
right?
Because it's like stepping on an anthill. Everybody just runs in different directions, and the cops are just trying to chase everybody through the woods. You just see flashlights running around.
Well, it's like, I mean, it's that Linklater movie, with Matthew McConaughey, Last Day of School, where they have the party out in the
Days and Confused. Did you know that they were like, everybody was completely wasted all the time while they were making that movie? They were like stoned all the time.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Watch that movie again. There's one scene where you can tell the young kid, one of the main characters, the one that has like the shoulder length hair, he's so stoned. He can't even deliver this simple line, and he's like trying to cover up his eyes and trying not to laugh. And all he has to say is like, "Oh, I know, right?" That's all he has to say, and he can't do it. He's so stoned.
That's great. But
yeah, you watch that again, and then realize that everybody is completely baked in that movie.
Let me ask you this question: in the woods of Pennsylvania,
yeah,
did you ever come across a squonk?
What the hell's a squonk?
A squonk is a mythical creature.
Does he play for the Patriots?
Mythical creature that exists in the northern woods of Pennsylvania.
I've never even heard of it.
It's somewhat like a chupacabra or a Bigfoot.
No.
In that it is a squonk is this four-legged beast that is so fugly. It's so ugly and covered with warts and wrinkled skin that it mostly spends its time crying to itself.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. Wikipedia this. Wikipedia.
Aaron, go ahead and post what a squonk
is. Put a picture of a squonk up.
Squonk.
Squonk.
Rob Squonkowski.
Saucebox and squonks.
I just want to get a t-shirt that says that.
The squonk, if you try to capture it.
The ever-elusive squonk. If you see the squonk is weeping at itself in its open ugliness.
It is. And if you try to capture one.
hug it and say you're not that bad. It's trying to make it feel better. Give it some Costco flowers.
Wait. They were lovely chrysanthemums. They were beautiful. I also got her wine. Jesus. Anyway, the squonk, if you try to capture it, will dissolve in a puddle of its own tears.
You're making this shit up.
I'm not making it up.
Where did you hear this?
It's centuries old. It's like from the 19th century, from the 1800s sometime. Or maybe even before. But it's the Genesis on Trick of the Tail. I played the song the other day, and I had the question in my mind, what the fuck is a squonk? And I looked it up. Is it just, you know, the sound, squonk?
Is this northeastern U.S. specific?
Yeah, northern woods of Pennsylvania.
It's Pennsylvania specific?
Pennsylvania. Read the fucking Wikipedia page. Anyway, I look it up and I see, like, what? So it was based on this North American mythological creature.
So if Pittsburgh gets another sporting franchise,
the Squonks.
It's gotta be the Pittsburgh Squonks, right? And it's just like this wart with tears in its eyes. It's just like this thing with moles and
there are tales of people capturing a squonk in a bag, right? In a like a burlap sack. throwing it over their shoulder, and as they walk, they feel their load getting lighter, and they open up the bag and it's just a little puddle of tears.
Shut up.
Read it and weep.
Okay. Like a squonk. I see what you did. The squonk. Nope, never heard of it.
Oh.
I have seen a bear.
Have you really?
Yeah. Scared the shit out of me.
Oh, you talked about that.
Yeah.
The phone number to call in, and Dave, you got to call back with more of the slow motion yaff.
You need to call back with some. Do that right there. Hey, you're listening to your artificial.
I want to hear about the squonk.
Friends.
It's a squonk.
And it turns into a puddle of tears.
The phone number is 626-657-6428. 626-657-6428 or O Amuck PM Hat.
And or O Amuck Squonk.
Please call with your squonk sighting story. If you have a story about a squonk.
I'm going to nominate Squonk as the official show mascot.
Squonk.
Squonk.
How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around this squonk thing. But why would it... Why is it so... What's
honk,
it eat?
Honk if you love squonk.
What's it eat?
I don't know.
Does it just walk around crying?
It's a mythological creature. It doesn't matter what it eats.
Well, there's got to be yes.
What does Bigfoot eat?
Berries.
Well, then the squonk eats berries. It eats a squonk.
Well, then
berry.
It can't be that sad because berries are delicious. You can reach me at joshuajfligger@gmail.com and also hit us. Check out our Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye. You're the weakest link. Goodbye.
No more for you.
Hopefully we'll get Josh and or Sam, or Larry and or Sam back sometime soon.
We can do the Limburger episode.
Yeah. Yes.
It's going to be a good one.
I can't wait.
You know, I was reading
on... It's not going to beat the squonk episode.
I was reading on how to serve Limburger.
Yeah.
And it said it goes good with a lager. So we'll have...
Limburger lager?
Yes. It'll be a delicious episode that smells like feet. And,
We should do it in Smell-O-Vision.
No, we shouldn't. I feel like everybody has a little bit of squonk in them,
yeah,
don't
I think
they?
So too. Oh, yeah.
Like right now, I just want to cry.
Embrace your inner squonk.
I just want to cry and then curl up, and then when somebody goes and hugs me, I just turn into a puddle
of
tears.
I want to find the squonk inside you and pet him and tell him that he's loved.
So what happens if you just didn't say anything to him? You just stared at him. Would he just sit there and cry?
He just cries quietly.
So maybe you should insult him. Be like, why are you crying, you big baby?
Well, then he'll just turn into
Well,
why?
No, because if you're trying to hug him.
You think tough love is what the squonk
needs?
Yeah,
maybe say, get off your ass and do something about it.
Listen, you little bitch.
Silly squonk.
I'll
pop those zits.
Next time I run into a squonk, that's what I'm doing.
They got dermatologists.
It's not zits, it's warts.
They got dermatologists.
And that's the other thing. That's the other thing. Warts are caused by virus. They're very contagious. So if you pet them, you're going to get warts.
And you're going to turn into a puddle of mud.
Yeah, and that'll make you cry.
Well,
people can get a hold of me, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus! Andy_Chanley on Twitter. And also on Instagram, Andy Chanley on Instagram. Maybe I'll put that Pac-Man waffle on Instagram. Yeah,
you and all your fancy social media things.
Oh, and DJ Andy Chanley on
DJ
Facebook.
Jazzy.
Does anybody give a shit about Facebook anymore?
I don't.
We do. Because it's
really, yeah, we do. But I mean, like my own personal account, I'm less and less interested in it. Yeah.
Like, it's so political.
Yeah.
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 Why can't people just talk about squonks?
I know.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast, this one here. We're your artificial friends.
Squonk. Squonk.
Lovely.
I feel bad for the squonk now. I'm all bummed.